This is Fire Through Spirit with Corby Mittline. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Corby Mittline.
And how are you all out there? And are you noticing that the days are getting shorter and the weather is getting a bit cooler? That's because we are hitting the fall equinox. And of course, what do we do here at Fire Through Spirit? The cross quarters of the year, solstice and equinox, belong to our personal Sherita Starr, the lexigramist, astrologer, and numerologist that can get your head on straight for the next 3 months, guaranteed. Hello, Sherita. It's good to have you back.
Oh, always a pleasure, Corby, and good evening to you and to all of your wonderful listeners out there. It's always a pleasure to be back on the show.
So it's been a nutty summer.
You think?
Is the fall?
It's like an understatement.
Please. Is the fall going to give us any kind of a respite, or is it just put the band-aids on and gird your loins again? What's going on?
You know, it's so funny. I had a friend say to me recently, they used this expression, cosmic confusion, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, that's a good way to describe it. And what I'm hoping is that I can sort out a little cosmic confusion for everybody. And yes, it's been a wild summer. We're dealing with a lot of super moons right now when we're having our full moons, which is part of that energy space, why the summer was so intense. Every full moon over the summertime was what we call a super moon. And it means the moon is just in proximity to the earth, like really, really, really close. So knowing that the moon guides our emotions, are emotional beings. And when you get to a full moon, everything's about conclusions and wrapping things up and let's let this puppy out and play, you know? And, so this is where you were really getting that on a much more intense level over the summertime. And of course, you know, 2014 overall, as we've talked about all the different seasons we've entered into, is a very reflective year. The tone of it is just, you know, that's the pace that it is. It's about us kind of taking as much as time as we can to go within, do a little soul searching. No matter what personal year you're in, it's just collectively as people, you know, where we all are, we are one global entity on this planet. So when we think of ourselves that way from time to time, it does help the larger picture. So, summertime is a little interesting. But we're going into the fall, and that's why we are here, because every time we change a season, that means we're going to be in a new sign of leadership, which, of course, is Libra. In just a couple more days, officially, it'll be on the 22nd of September, our sun crosses over into Libra. And, of course, we have a new moon, like, immediately the next day. So we're getting our new energy from Libra right away. But we happen to be, we just started a couple of days ago, the approach to, yes, I know, another one, Mercury retrograde, which will run in October from the 4th through the 25th of October. So Mercury is, as most people have, if you've listened to me before, or if you know anything about astrology, you know that catchphrase, Mercury retrograde, and everybody wants to run for the hills. But I would love to encourage people and invite them to really understand that Mercury retrograde is a very, very necessary passage. It happens every 4 months in our life for a reason. And it's so that we can take this time to reflect, which is, I know, everybody seems to be tired of reflection because that's all we've been asked to do in 2014. A lot of people haven't really felt like they're gaining the ground that they really want to. You know, we live in a world of Insta now and microwave society, and I can't get it done fast enough. And if you don't have results in 2 minutes, that means you're a failure. And that is aggravating for most people. Because that's really not true, right?
Absolutely.
Everything is timing. And that is the one thing that I will, you know, praise up and down about astrology and numerology is that that is one of the most valuable thing that they ever give us, is to help us align our peace of mind when times are changing and tell us what's going on. So October is going to be a little interesting ride because we're going to have that Mercury retrograde. It's going to start off in Scorpio. It's just going to get into Scorpio energy. And then it's going to pop back into Libra for the remainder of it. So, as we go, retrograde on the 4th of October, it'll trace itself back through those very early degrees of Scorpio. And by the 10th of October, it's going to go into the Libra area of the life going backwards. So you're going to be seeing our time in Libra as we roll along is going to get a little more interesting once October gets here. And, you know, what Mercury is in the sign of Scorpio, when it starts off at the beginning of October, it's going to allow us to kind of experience different change-ups. And you know, these are the rules of thumb of Mercury retrograde. Number one, it's a passage of reflection. It wants us to redo, review, reorganize, reassess, repair. And right now we're under the approach, which started on the 14th. So we're in these few weeks here before the 4th of October to prepare for it properly, because you're already going to start to see stuff emerge that is going to want to be addressed if it needs to be done so under Mercury retrograde. And what it asks us to do is to kind of just take a back seat. It doesn't want us to launch a business. It doesn't want us getting married. It doesn't want us signing legal documents for our longevity or for long-term success. Now, if you're selling a house, for example, and you want to get rid of that house, you're fine. The buyer's probably not going to be very happy because they're going to wind up with something. They're going to wind up with something that's not. There's something wrong with it. I'll just give it that. Mercury is also the planet of anything that moves, communicates, and travels on this Earth. So this is where, under Mercury retrograde, we see delays with traveling, especially airports, train stations, buses, the roads, whatever. The internet doesn't work right because it's electrically guided and it's the biggest holder of information we've got in this day and age. You know, your cell phone doesn't work right. Your computer needs to be backed up. You know, there's all sorts of these weird things and people will change appointments. So the other rule of thumb under Mercury retrograde is to have plan B, C, D, and E, if possible, and if necessary, lined up and ready to go. So that when your schedule naturally changes from the 4th of October through the 25th, and again, you'll start to see it even come in about a week or so before, trust me, because when Mercury moves to go to the point of turning retrograde, he does what we call stations. So he really slows down in the zodiac. And Mercury, when he's at his normal pace, as he is, well, he just went, he's still moving at his normal pace. He buzzes through a degree or less of a zodiac sign in a day, or a little more. So he's really cruising. Mercury takes on average like 2.5 weeks, give or take, to get through one sign. The sun takes an entire month. So if that gives anybody a little comprehension of the difference. Mercury's moving very quickly. And the moon moves very, very fast. So in any case, when Mercury stations, he's moving through the degrees, like it's taking him 2 days to get through one degree at the time that he stations. So the planet that guides movement, communications, thinking, mentality, our conversations, all of these things, he's not moving. He's barely moving, which is what causes all the flux down here and why everything seems stuck or it doesn't work. It's like all these things it's like you can prepare for Mercury retrograde, but you're still going to be surprised by change all the same. And so if you're prepared to be surprised by change, you can respond to it and not react. because I always say the person who's not aware of Mercury retrograde will allow this transit to snowball the 3 weeks that it runs. They will have one domino effect happen after another if they are in that state of reaction mode, where they're getting mad and they're resistant to, oh, I wanted this to work out this way, and da 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 da. The other rule of thumb of Mercury retrograde is human error is highest under Mercury retrograde cycles than it is under any other time of the year. So humans make more mistakes when it's Mercury retrograde, no matter what you do for a living. Anybody is privy to making mistakes and errors. So it's also a very guarded time to double check, cross your T's, dot your I's, and do it another two times before you send off the email, before you even pick up the phone and have a conversation with somebody. You know, think about what you want to say first, jot down some ideas, you know. And patience is always a virtue at any given point in time in our life, but under Mercury retrograde, it is the biggest one to have, because you need to, and also slow down. Slow down when you're driving your car. People get more speeding tickets under Mercury retrograde. I swear that's like, I would love to sit down with the police station and ask them. You know, people tend to be in a rush because once the changes start happening, they get all fluxed and all flustered, and then they rush off to the next thing that they've got to do, and then they cause something else to happen on the way. And this is where this domino effect starts to happen, because everybody's like kind of, you know, that expression, who is it? The Alice in Wonderland fairy tale, when they say off with her head, you know, is that the queen that says that? Well, it's like everybody's off with their heads under Mercury retrograde, because it's like our heads, our thinking isn't straight. It's not as clear as it normally is. So that's why reflective acts are favored. And that's how you work with Mercury retrograde. You know, you go back and you clean out the clutter that you forgot about. Clean your house top to bottom. Great thing to do under Mercury retrograde. And what's interesting, because it's going to be in the sign of Libra, which is relationships. Relationships may be a little tricky under this Mercury retrograde cycle, especially once Mercury gets back into Libra after the 10th of October. So the 10th through the end of the month will probably be a little tricky. So just seek to understand and be understood, and, you know, just recognize that it's time for change. Whatever changes under Mercury retrograde, it was meant to happen that way.
Now, can we move ahead a little bit into November?
Yes.
We've got midterm elections this fall.
I know. So isn't that fun?
What's going to go on with the stars?
Well, you know what is so fascinating about this country this year is we are, as a nation, and if anyone goes to my website, sharitastar.com, you'll go under forecasts on the lower right side, and you'll see the link to the article, which is Heads Up America, Cultivating Courage in a Nine Personal Year. For America, and of course, you know, we are broadcasting this show from America, so, you know, I'm assuming a lot of Americans are listening to this, but there may be a lot of other people overseas. This country's in a year of conclusions, finalizations, and endings. We're wrapping up a nine-year span of time as a nation right now. So this heightened energy around conflict and aggressive actions and penetrating things going on is very high. I will touch upon it very briefly, as we all were very touched very deeply in our hearts when Robin Williams passed in August. That was part of this country's cycle of seeing an ending. From someone who, well, we certainly didn't expect that either. That rather came out of the blue. And that's definitely what a nine-year does. It presents sudden energy that comes at you. And I believe that also helped us open our heart space to think a little bit more about what really matters. Because the karmic mystery for this country for this year is spiritual material conflict, which represents this whole, you know, perception of the materialism is not where it's at. It's all about the spiritual. So the more, and I don't mean being like a religious fanatic, just find the spirit in what really matters in your life over the course of this year. And this country is really kind of meant to awaken and open up to that a little bit more. The powers that be, you know, I don't control their free will, and neither do any of us listening to this show tonight either. But we can pray for them that they will make the right decisions moving forward. But as we're looking at November for the nation, we've got a lot of stuff going on, and it's all in this country's like area of the country's inner process. It's like the country has a consciousness. It's the subconscious part of that. And it's really deep stuff. It's almost like old karmic energies surfacing for the United States, very much in November. It's a month for us that we're really meant to find a lot of nurturing, find a lot of reflection, and equalizing in the emotions. But I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of emotional stuff erupt in November. That's going to set us into another like, wow, aha. What are those like epiphany moments that people have? Like kind of what a lot of people did with Robin Williams. There's going to be some things probably unfolding in November that will need a lot of emotional attention, and in a way that we respond to these things, not react to them. But we'll see what the country does as a whole, and what our foreign affairs may or may not be happening. But we will be seeing a lot of new approaches dynamically coming into this country's space as well at that time. So there's a lot of things twisting and turning for the United States. Let's put it that way, in the year ahead.
And what's the best way to survive it?
That's why I say you have to cultivate courage, because in a nine energy, because it's so aggressive, and it can be aggressive, it doesn't have to be aggressive, but typically it throws, because the planet that guides a 9 year for anybody, and right now for the nation, is Mars. Mars is the motivator, the planet that's up there that will, wherever he's buzzing around your zodiac pie, he's going to be like, hey, let's get up and go and do this. Let's have a little drive. Let's go. You know, let's make action happen however it needs to happen. And it's very conclusive what he does with that energy. It's always about, let's bring this to, okay, we're not, you know, I'm looking for an expression and it's not coming out of my mouth. Anyway, I'll let that go. But it's driving, just this driving, ambitious, it's going to happen, and it's dynamic. So that is what we are seeing all throughout this year. And I kind of break everything down month to month. And the article is The Nine Personal Year, What Does It Mean for America? And the biggest thing that I advise by the close of it is we need to be courageous. It's all about courage. Courage is what it was like. We need to be a warrior. This country really needs to understand what that means. And a warrior doesn't fight. A warrior will stand up for what's right. And it does it in a peaceful manner to get what he wants. That's the energy that needs to be taken on by this country this year. So
you're saying that when we see things like detention indefinite and militarization of police, et cetera, the person you're saying standing up has to be the rest of us?
In a way that you're not going to create more chaos and conflict? Yes. And I'm not saying, okay, and I'm not telling anybody be a doormat by any means, you know, but it's courage. It's going to be courage is the calling for courage is what is happening in this nation this year. And it's yes, the liveliness of what we're going to see happening is going to be very intense. It's probably not going to be pretty, and it already hasn't been pretty, in certain regards. However, when you're for any person or for a entity such as the country itself, when you're going the crossroads of a 9 personal year back into a 1, which a year from now in the United States will be in this, that mantra that everybody knows when I'm spinning these forecasts is, if it's new, it's for you. So what needs to happen in the nation this year is that's what the Mars energy is doing. It's concluding, it's clearing, it's getting stuff out of this space so that we have this new room for growth next year to plant new things, because there's so much stuff in the way that needs to get out of there. It's like, you know, you can't plant a new garden with all the weeds or the dead vegetables from last year's harvest. You've got to get them out of your way, and you've got to cultivate and, you know, nurture the land again to plant new seeds. And that's what we're doing. So the space between 2014 and 15 is very touchy for the country, but it's time, you know, because there's a lot of things that don't work and they do need to conclude. They need to end.
Well, let's hope that we can get it done right. So many people are afraid of endings. They see, yeah, okay, we're going to have to collapse. We're all going to lose our homes. It'll be anarchy. It'll be, you know, the preppers are right. So how do you turn thought away from that? Because that's just chicken with your head cut off. That's not courage. That's fear.
That's right. And I, you know, Corby, I don't own a television. I don't watch the news. I stay educated on some level, but I do not allow that to be in my space of just how I choose to, that's my habit anyway. And I know if you are a person that, you know, you're watching the news often, you know, you're allowing that. News is set up to put you in fear.
Remember the old Don Henley song about dirty laundry and the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads.
That's right. That's right. So I don't believe that, you know, everybody's going to collapse and like we're just going to like, you know, you like think back to like you remember when it was 2012 and it's December 21st and everybody thought the world may or may not
have come
to an end.
Yes.
Well, are we all still here? Pinch yourself right now. You know, I mean,
yep.
So what I think so much of what people's fears are based on false realities in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Fear equals false evidence appearing real. That's been the way it's been for years.
Exactly. So, you know, taking time to, you know, I think there is this grave lesson in this year ahead for the country about learning to be happier with less, less material stuff. Yes, material things will be lost this year, I guarantee you, by many. Does it mean that they'll be desolate and isolate and they still won't have something to turn and give gratitude to? No. So
okay.
That's where I see that. You know, I'm not the person who I see all the activities happening in some psychic form. I see the energy of what will be being dealt with. You know, it is going to be a long, cold winter, and I will talk about that in December 21st or before that show happens. It is going to be, the weather's going to be very challenging. They say if you thought last winter was whippy, this one's going to be a little even more intense. So that'll
okay.
be something I'll ride on people too. And,
well, we need to hear that now.
Spring.
Those of us who order firewood, we need to know that now. So thank you very much. Go order
prepared. Get
3 cords if you only order 2 normally.
I definitely would. And you know, I'm not a weatherman, but I wouldn't be surprised under the Mercury retrograde that we didn't get some sort of weird early snow under that Mercury retrograde. I wouldn't be surprised. So you know how these things can happen. And I think it's possible. It's certainly no absolute, but, and the other interesting thing is that in October, all in the midst of the Mercury retrograde, we get 2 eclipses. We
wow.
get a lunar eclipse on the 8th of October. And then I believe it is, I believe it is, it's like October 22nd or 23rd, I forget the date, is a solar eclipse, in Scorpio, which is, I think, like the third year in a row we've had one. So it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of eclipses coming out of Scorpio over the last couple of years. And that makes for, you know, crazy times. But the good thing about that is that Saturn moves out of Scorpio by the end of the year and starts bothering Sagittarius for a little while. So that'll make Scorpios feel better. Scorpios have had quite a challenging couple of years. So...
Okay, we're just about to hit break. If you're just joining us, it's Corby Midlatter on Fire Through Spirit with my absolute favorite co-host and every 3 months, tell it like it is, girl, Sherita Starr. Our phones are kind of a little wonky tonight, but I have had some people send me emails, bless you all, and we will be getting to some quarterly forecasts for the people that raised their hand and said, me, 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 what is going on in my life? So stick with us. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to Empower Radio. For a complete archive of Fire Through Spirit, visit empowerradio.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast through iTunes and Stitcher Radio. More Fire Through Spirit with Corby Midline next on Empower Radio.
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, that one.
The free to be me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not so far away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Before there were computer games and HDTV, cram courses and teaching to the test, there was this thing called imagination. A tool so powerful, it could transport kids on the most amazing journeys of their lives, from outer space to center field at Yankee Stadium. It is for these journeys that Destination Imagination was created. An extraordinary after-school program in creativity and teamwork for every child. At Destination Imagination, teams are formed and challenges are met with a whole lot of imagination. And while we can't guarantee it'll get your kid into Harvard or onto American Idol, we're pretty sure that Destination Imagination will be the most important journey they make this year. Maybe any year. Parents, teachers, start a Destination Imagination team by calling 888-321-1503 or visit destinationimagination.org. That's destinationimagination.org.
This is Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Now, back to Fire Through Spirit with Corby Midline.
And welcome back to our four times a year extravaganza with Sherita Starr, astrologer, lexicographer, and numerologist. One of the things that we love to do on this show when Sherita's on is find out what's going on for some of our listeners. We had a little wonky trouble with the phone, but I put out the email call and six intrepid people said, here, you can talk about my life on the air and I'm really right there with it. So, Sherita, the first person we have, her name is Ashley, and she was born on December 19th, and she wants to know what is going on for her.
Awesome. And I will say, you know, the wonky phone thing, even though we're only like 4 days into the approach of Mercury retrograde, that's what you can expect. Things like that.
Bye. Okay.
Just a quick FYI. So Ashley, hello. How are you? Thanks for writing in. And Sagittarius 19. You're going to have a lot of activity. While our sun's in Libra, in your friendships and groups, you're going to be wanting to spend a little time with yourself once we enter Scorpio. And throughout Sagittarius, you're going to see some kind of like this kick of some new approaches to your life. And what's really fun for you is that you right now are wrapping up what we call that one personal year cycle in your life. So since last year's birthday, you've been circulating through this space of if it's new, it's for you. And in December, just before we go into winter, you'll be entering what we call the two personal years. So you're going to take all the seeds that you've just planted in these last few months, and you've got a couple more months to keep planting. You'll be just taking this energy and finding cooperative means with it. If there's any soulmates around, people you meet in a two personal year are very interesting. So be on the lookout for that. And that's coming up. You get a little preview also in October, but watch that Mercury retrograde. It's going to start in your area of your life of the inner process. So things you can do for yourself, by yourself through October 10th. Very good. And then as we finish out the retrograde, I want you to review and redo and examine your friendships and the groups and organizations in your life. And again, that two personal year, people coming up for you throughout 2015, when you meet them and they seem oddly familiar, that's somebody you've known before. And you can talk about, you can go back and talk to Corby about them being your soulmate at a later date. But, that should bring you through the fall, very nicely. So thank you, Ashley.
Okay. The next person we have. We have Betty. Betty is a wonderful friend of mine out from Salt Lake City. She is January 22nd, and she says, there's been a lot of upheaval in my life this summer. Tell me what's ahead so I can either put on a parachute or a seatbelt.
So funny. Hi, Betty. How are you? Well, you are an Aquarius, and I'm assuming that chaos got a little crazy on the full moon in on the full moon in August for you, because that was in your sun sign, so that really kicked it up a little notch. But recognize that was a space for you to release. You were meant to let go. Right now, you are in what we call the three personal year. So you're in a time in your life where you're learning and you're growing everything that you really started back in 2012. So if you can connect the dots there a little bit, know what left your life throughout the cycle of 2011 made that space for 2012's beginnings to occur. Yes, 2013 was also a little emotional along the way, but this is the year for your learning, your growth and abundance. And also to focus upon your creativity. Very, very important for you as well, for this year's cycle. So whatever you can do to enhance your creative nature or spend more time with children on any level, if you don't have any of your own or if you do have them, the focus can be children. There's good things to happen there. For the Mercury retrograde coming up, you are going to be seeing review and redo at the beginning of it in your career and public life. So you're going to want to be focusing there on what's coming up that, you know, may ask you to take a look-see at what's going on there. And after the 10th of October, once it pops back into Libra, the focus for you will be more on your beliefs, your higher education. And if you're doing any foreign traveling, I would really be careful because everything is going to change. But it's really a time to refresh your beliefs during October. And for Aquarius, you know, just breaking it down, Libra, what's happening for you under Libra time, wonderful time for you to get into some new beliefs. Again, with the Mercury retrograde at the beginning of October, you're going to see some career things start to happen. And then your groups and organizations are also going to be the focus for you in November. So that's where you're going to want to be placing your attention on in your life and seeing what's up in that section of your quote unquote zodiac pie. And that should wrap that up for Betty. And thank you, Betty.
You know, sometimes people say, oh, well, these are just real short pieces, but people need to understand this is very different than, you know, you're reading your Cosmic Muffin Report in the newspaper next to the comics. Really get really precise just having the month and day when you look at the entire chart, which I think you do.
Yes. And it's an expression, I call it GPSing yourself, especially with what the current personal year is doing. And here's the other thing for anybody listening is like what I'm able to provide that gives you a little bit of value so that you can kind of go, oh, aha. Yeah. That is happening. But there's so much more to this story. And I am just looking at a very collective perspective when I'm looking at your sun sign, because when you give me your day and full birthday in your name and your time of birth and where you were born, I can really get the real deal you. And really tap into some details and fill in the color and the gaps a little bit more of, you know, yes, there's only so much we're going to like touch upon here that, you know, I'm not giving you every piece of the puzzle because I can't do that in 2 or 3 minutes. It's impossible. But we're giving you something that you can, you know, it hopefully is affirming something that has already happened and that you're feeling and sensing. Because 9 times out of 10 when people sit down with me, they all go, oh, it's like they knew that, but they needed the nudge in the right direction that they were thinking the right thing. So it's a lot of what I do as well is I affirm. And, you know, when we see what kind of mistakes we may or may not have made in our lives, we can backtrack and go, hey, well, you were in this cycle at that time. This was advised and maybe you went down this road instead of choosing, you know, route A and you went down B instead. And well, you learned your lesson. And so the next time this option comes up for you, you're going to choose it this way because now we know how to optimize that. So that's a lot of really what we do. Again, my big catchphrase these days is aligning peace of mind and changing times because it's always changing. And we always need peace of mind.
Love it. All right. Lucinda. Wonderful name. You know, it's one of those gorgeous vintage names you don't get very often.
Yes. It's a vintage. Yes. I want to say old, but not in an old bad way, but vintage. Yeah. I love it. It's lovely.
And she's March 26th. So what is she going to find?
Ooh, Aries. Ooh, an Aries like worker bee. Oh my God. Lucinda, do you ever like stop working? Just get back to me on that. I'll bet this year is a buzz of energy for you. You're in what we call the 9 personal year. You're actually what we were discussing earlier in reference to the United States. You're in that same space of the last 8 years of your life are kind of under an umbrella right now. And what's worked and what hasn't is all being deciphered and filtered through. So there's a lot of conclusions and motivations, motivating you to conclude and finalize going on in your life. September, October for you, this is very involved in your beliefs and learning process. as you shift into November and very early December, it'll move more into your career and public life. And then as you go into fully into December before we, as we finish off in Sagittarius, there'll be those conclusive energies coming into your hopes, dreams, your wishes, your friendships, your groups, your organizations, and things like that. So understand a lot of what you're doing right now is making space for everything that's coming new in 2015. So if it's releasing for you this year, it's good. It's good to let go. And I know it might be hard, but it's good to let go. Because I know the year 26 is, you're a little bit of a traditionalist. So you like what you're familiar with. And you know, if it works, if it's not broke, I'm not going to really fix that. But this is a year to really step up in the courage space, because you are an Aries and you're already guided by Mars to begin with. So Aries, when they're courageous, they get things done faster than when they're a little more bitey, because Aries can be kind of funny that way. But you're like the most disciplined Aries in the zodiac. I can guarantee you that. And under the Mercury retrograde, what you're going to want to watch is if you're looking at your finances, the beginning part of it through October 10th, if you're looking at your, you know, large scale resources, other people's money, where you're putting your wealth, where you're putting your money to make more money. No time to be making big, bold moves there. You want to like reassess that picture of wealth for you and step into your own rebirth space with that. I wouldn't make any big moves though. I would just kind of review it all. And then as we look into October 10th, you're going to be looking at relationships and any legalities in your life. Again, don't sign anything important, but your relationship microscope, the relationships will be under your review and redo microscope at that time. So if there's release that needs to happen around that, you'll see that unfold as well. And that should wrap you up for the fall in a little tight, little quick hello.
There you go. All right. The next one is one of my other lovely co-hosts, and this is Chef Christy from down in Atlanta. And her birthday is same as Lincoln, February 12th. She wants to know, what's cooking in the next 3 months?
What's cooking? Aquarius 12s. Oh, God, they never stop. You never stop. You are like the researcher, learner. I've got to explore. I've got to break through the mold all the time. You always are on the go, on the go, on the go, on the go with that. You right now, Christy, are in you're in the same year as your karmic path is, which is the 12. So you're in your own energy this year. Look back to 2012. It's when you planted a lot of new beginnings in your life. You nurtured and developed them. Some emotional stuff came up last year in 2013, but this is a year where you are learning and growing, and like that thirst for learning that you naturally have. It's on high alert this year. I don't know if you've been getting any stamps on your passport or been doing stuff like that, or been wanting to explore outside of your very vast comfort zone, because you have a vast comfort zone. You're comfortable in a lot of different things. It's not very limited for you in that way. But you're learning, you're growing this year. There's, you know, a sense of kind of like abundance around you in some way, because last year was heavy, I'm sure, on some level. And this year lifted you up a little bit. You may not be fully back up the mountain yet, but what you're doing is also, you know, you're still building that foundation so that by the time you get to 2016, you'll have your foundation complete, because that's what you're going to do next year in 2015 is complete the fourth wall of what you've been building since 2012. So you can blossom and really change in 2016. And really where you're just beyond, you're really in this space of looking at how you are changing your being of service to the world. You know, what's happening in your health, your habits and routines is another big area of focus this year. And for the Mercury retrograde coming up, you're going to start that off in your career and public life. So whatever needs to be reexamined, we're in your workspace, what you're doing there, you'll see some action happening. And after the 10th of October, it'll go back into your beliefs education. It's a good time to, again, refresh those beliefs. And if there's any traveling you're going to be doing, really expect something to be delayed, changed around, things weren't planned right, or whatever plan was made, it's going to be a little different than what you thought. And that'll be going on for you for that. That's for the Mercury retrograde. So keep learning, growing, and doing all of that. And you're going to be carried well into when you enter your new personal year next year to create your foundation, to include your foundation.
Okay. Breathe.
I want to fit as many people in as possible. This is why it's great these get archived so you can listen back.
Yes. Okay. Nancy is February 18th. So she's right at that Aquarius squeaking into the fishy thing.
She is. And I would say, I want to say she's an Aquarius, but she could be a Pisces. So that is something where she really would love to check in with an astrologer and verify that, because she is born on that cuspy day. So for you, I'm really going to focus on the where are you in the personal year cycle? And you as well are in that 9 space. You're in that space of release, conclusions, getting whatever's happened in the last 8 years. It's under the umbrella right now to let it go, whatever doesn't work and whatever's going to stick, you're going to carry with you. 2015 is all about, if it's new, it's for you. So you're going to see this whole new areas in your life for opportunity and new seeds to be planted. It's like, I want to say you're Aquarius, but I don't have time to verify that for you. But you vary between the area of hopes, groups, and wishes. That will be what September and October is about for you. Seeing conclusions in your friends and what you hope, dream, and wish for. Like if there's old hopes and wishes that don't work for you anymore, it's time to cleanse that out. You can let those go. There'll be a lot of inner process time for you, November and December, where you're going to want to take some time for the self, by the self, to kind of dive deep into. And also, November is a very emotional month on some level for you. So be gentle and careful with yourself. Don't expect too much. Feel what you need to feel. Don't push it away. Really dive into the feelings in November, because they're going to be there. And that's going to allow you to have these new approaches when December rolls along. You'll have a lot of new approaches to what's happening in your life. So be ready for that in December. And for the Mercury retrograde, if you're an Aquarius, it is your career in public life as well. And it goes back into refreshing your beliefs after the 10th of October. So see how that sits. But I would invite you to really verify what sign you are, because you really could be the first, like, you know, half hour of Pisces or whatever. You know, it depends, because the sun can change on the 18th. It depends on the year. It varies every year. So not by much, but by a day or two. So that's why if you're a cusp birthday, you really need to check in with an astrologer, and you're not both signs, contrary to popular belief. You are one or the other. So it's good to know that.
Okay. And our last one, Adele from New York City. Adele has had a really, really challenging year. A lot of rugs pulled out from under her. And trust me, this woman has been bruised and battered and is looking to us to say, tell me it's going to get better. She is March 3rd.
Okay. Pisces. I know Pisces. You have Neptune in your sign right now. I'm going to just touch on that briefly. It's a very, very, very advised time to listen as carefully as you can to everything that you need to do, any decisions you need to make. You can be a little clouded with anxiety right now if you're not careful. I recommend reflexology for you for some release to help you. This is a year in your life. You're in what we call the 4 personal year right now, Adele. And it's taking everything that you started from 2011, and it is you went through the building, you've got three walls up, and this is the year you're completing your fourth wall. So I know you say like you've had so many changes already, but what's happening in 2015 is that you've got the groundwork that you needed to have done in completion, and you're going to blossom next year. There's a lot of powerful, momentous change that will happen in 2015. This year for you, being a Pisces and how some other transits are affecting you, with a 13, your whole person of the year adds up to a 13, which is this concept of regeneration and change. So this year was meant to reinvent you. And the other way it's affecting you from the astrological point of view is it's asking you to purge your deepest core process from the subconscious. And it's digging stuff up, and it wants to come out, and it's like you can think of ground and digging up dirt to get it churned up, like rototilling it or whatever, hoeing it, however you do it. You're letting the air back in, and you're kind of doing it on a very subconscious level. If you're dreaming, I would highly recommend journaling this year as well. If you've been having some dreams, your dreams are a very valuable tool that can help assist you with aligning things more in the here and the now. Dreams do that for anybody, but for you, especially so. There has been a huge reinvention process going on with your space and your energy this year. Any kind of meditation you can take up in learning how to ground and clear your space is going to be essential for you to just go through it with calm and clarity rather than feeling like, oh my God, there's just so much happening at the same time. It's like sometimes in life we need to have just, we can be in a state of chaos or feel that that's happening. But if we just tackle one thing at a time, we will get where we need to go. And there's always something that we can give gratitude to. So if you can take your focus from the anxiety and the worry and shift it to gratitude for, there's something, there's something you can be grateful for, and start focusing on that, because that's going to start energetically increasing things to start coming towards you. So you can kind of shift your mind space a little bit. Cause yeah, you do have a lot going on. There's a lot of stuff churning around. And it has hit you by surprise. It doesn't surprise me to hear that from Corby. So, a lot of change next year. So look forward to that.
All right. Before we leave, since you're not going to be joining us again until just before Christmas, I know that every holiday season you have some really special stuff to offer to your clients. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. Well, as always, I have forecasting. So for 2015, so I have various packages available for that. That's under services on my website. You'll see the list there. I'm offering some different things this year where, yeah, you want to pop on the phone for an hour and we can do a really quick rundown. But I'm also doing some packages where we will meet together every month. And, you know, just break it down. You know, you'll always have this overall view, but we'll be able to meet once a month so that you can really accentuate what is going on in your life at all times. Because I find, you know, repetition is really very much the mother of learning. So I'm starting to do a little bit more of, we're not going to cram it all down your throat, because I know I've been guilty as charged of doing that for so long. And one of the things I'm doing to improve my work is to simplify it a lot and take more time, because this stuff does take time and it'll be of greater benefit to you as well. And I always say, for those who you have the readers on your holiday list, we have, of course, the only place on the web to get a signed copy of It's All in the Name is at sharitastar.com. And I also have, you can do a Lexigram package with that for your loved one or friends or somebody who's wants to know what's really in their name, which is a fun thing. And if you're an iPhone user, We have a wonderful guide on the Apple's iTunes store, the Astrology and Numerology Wheel. It's a new app that we developed over the year. And for 99 cents, you can have all my trade secrets.
All right. Sherita, as always, the hour has absolutely flown by. I've just sat here with my bowl of popcorn and watched you play.
I know. Corby, I always feel like you never say anything. I'm just going
to
keep talking then.
I just get out of the way because everything you have to say is so valuable, so relevant. And frankly, all of my listeners absolutely adore it, which is why I'm going to say we will expect you back here for winter solstice.
I'm sure we're going to have very interesting stories to share by the winter solstice. So I send everybody as much courage and patience as you will need to journey through the fall, to get through the Mercury retrograde with peace of mind and embrace change, because that is where we are all at. It is time to embrace change, however it happens to us. And the more we resist it, that's where we're going to have a little trouble. So the less we resist the change, the better off we're all going to be.
Isn't there an old saying, what you resist persists?
Exactly. So, yeah. Or what is the other one? Resistance is futile. So we don't want to do that either. So,
yes.
Don't be a bored, people. I love it. Too funny. So happy solstice. Happy equinox first.
Equinox.
We'll have the equinox first in just a few more days. And again, you can read all about the forecasting. Also encourage people to sign up for my free mailing list. You can get forecasting tools all month long. Anytime these planets go backwards or there's the cosmic confusion, there's always an email going out about how to handle it and what to do about it. So I encourage anybody to sign up there. You can also scroll down and read all the forecasting tools that are there. Everything's there clearly listed. Pop on a link and have fun.
And for me, Corby Mitlide, if you need to find me real quick, firethroughspirit.com, Fire Through Spirit on Facebook, Corby Mitlide on Twitter. And that's it for this week. We are skedoodling out of here right under the wire. We'll see you in 7 days on Fire Through Spirit.